The Bible says, "Malu kesef shekim koydim by hegdish and mais hasheni." Oymer b'shtar shem koydim by hegdish and mais hasheni. The siv and nasan hakesef b'kama. Drinking kesef has more koyach than shtar. Zok Rashi, what's the tzir? Because of the gizbo shtar al mois pidyon hegdish, ein hegdish or pardui. Be inon v'nosan hakesef become light. Rashi learns that because of the gizbo shtar al moyes pidyon hegdish. The hainu yukosu shtar is chayvis. You write to hegdish kilu I owe you $100 to be paid $100 worth of whatever it is, and that's the tzir of shtar that shtar ain't paid in my hegdishes. Why doesn't it work? Because the nasana kesef become light. There's a miyut, you have to give kesef mamish. And this is not kesef mamish. Frekta Rajbo, Meduik and Rashi, that giving a shtaris chaybus has a din of kesef all over, even by kedushin, because the Gemara over here is saying that it's handling that we want to learn a kal v'chomer of kesef v'kedushin. The word that would help by kedushin, just only by pidyon aben, only by pidyon hekdeshus, it doesn't help. Frek the Rashba from two gemaras that you see, if you give a shtar es chayvus, it can't do a kinyan of kesef. Can't make a kinyan. Number one, he asks in the gemara on that ches amir aleph. Over there, the Gemara is talking about where you want to be Mekadosh and Isha. As you say, you're going to be Mekadosh with his chayvus. You're being Mechayiv to give her money, and you give her a mashkin on this chayvus. As the Gemara says, money ain't kan, mashkin ain't kan. It doesn't work. If the Rashba learns, even though you're Mechayiv to give her money, but it doesn't work. And why doesn't it work? As the Rashba learns, because kesef, in order to make a kinyan, it has to be you're giving kesef from the koine to the makor. Kach the Rashba's mazder on daf mem zayin. It has to be kesef went out from the koine to the makor. When you give a shtar es chayvus, enochinami you mischayiv to give money. Mischayiv to give money is worth money, but no kesef went from the koine to the makne. The kesef is a dayin ogid gabe, it's dayin in the pocket of the koine. Nothing went from the koine to the makne. As therefore, it doesn't do a kinyan of kesef. As a bezei freg the Rashba on Rashi, but how could you say we're talking about shtaris chayvus? Mashma, that shtaris chayvus be'etzem would have a koyach to do a kinyan. Just the problem is, because over here there's exeris hakosev, and also not kesev v'kamloi, hare shtaris chayvus doesn't do kinyan, thus frek the Rashba. B'das Rashi, what does Rashi hold? As the Ksois already in Zeman Kufsadi, Sivkot Nvo, the Goyim in Eben Ezer, the Beis Alevi in Chelek Aleph, Sivkot Nchov Gimel, the Miyashiv Betum Tam Vedas. That this Nkuda, if a Shtaris Chayvus, being a Chayiv someone, and handing him over a paper of Shtaris Chayvus, called giving someone Kesef, is a huge Machlekes Mishoinem. In the sugya on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, the Rashba over there, the Shitasei over here, the Ramban learns that the beer of the sugya, mona ein kan, mashken ein kan, means that this chayvus is chal, but still it doesn't work to be mekadosh isha. If you hand the isha a shtar, I owe you $100, it doesn't work because mona ein kan, mashken ein kan. Of the ritva over there brings the ravid that's chaylik, and he learns pshat in the Gemara is the Gemara means this chayvus is not chal, because saying you're going to be mechayiv money is not mechayiv you money. Even giving a mashkin, okay, I'm chayiv you $100 and I'm giving you a mashkin on it. Even giving a mashkin on it is not mechayev you money. Mashkin only works when there is a pre-existing choy. A mashkin cannot create a choy. When there's a pre-existing choy, if you give a mashkin, it's chal the mashkin. But to make a choy, a mashkin doesn't make a choy. As the problem of money ain't kan, mashkin ain't kan, is because a mashkin doesn't make a choy. Abba zok the ritva luye, you do a kinyan hamoil that's meschayev you, as then it works for kinyan keser. That's called you're giving keser. That's called you're giving keser. That's what these rishonim hold. As lefizet shapa moya lekinyan, it's mahani lekinyan. It works to make a kinyan because it's called you're giving kesef. Being mischayiv to give kesef is called giving kesef. Nos is the shikus Rashi. Rashi on daf chesamid aleph is meduyik like the writer that the chsarn is this chayvus is not chal. As if he says, "Doch gewaldig." Rashi l'shitasay on hey amid aleph. Rashi learns if you place a v'shtar to be mischayev a mana, which means I write down a piece of paper. I owe you $100, and I hand it over to you. It's mefurish in the Gemara on Kuf Beis. I'm chayev to give you money. If I sign it, you have to sign my name. As then it would be roi to do a kinya. And Rashi holds money doesn't mean I have to give money from my hand to your hand. If I give you something that's worth money, that's called giving you money. Eschaivis is also called giving you money. As Lipton Machlekis, Rashi in the Rajba, you say this Dika Machlekis, not so much in Arso Gilmanish, you say this all over, if that makes a Kenyan Keser. Where is this Negeya? The Poskim, the Minchas Nitzak brings down. If you pay with a check, is that called paying money? Meaning, is that called paying money to make a kinyan? The Rashba Shita is, that's not called paying money to make a kinyan. You want to buy a dira in Eretz Yisrael, you want to buy a house in America, as karkas nikne v'kesef, as you give a check, did you buy it? As it's totally on the machlokes, the Rashba and the Rashi. The fee, Rashi, you bought it. That's called giving kesef. And the Rashba holds, you didn't give kesef. Kesef has to be money that comes. Saying you're mischayev to me, giving me a chiyev, being mischayev, is not called giving kesef. Thus is the big machlokes, Arishonim, which is mamish, a big machlokes in Kama. Noisim in Toiv. Yeah. An interesting thing that's very Negeya is in Eretz Yisrael, you give a check. This is a Maimer HaMuska, Napshan in the Sugya, an interesting Nafkamina Ma'amacha. In Eretz Yisrael, many people cash money by giving checks. Okay. You go to the money changer and you give checks. As he says, that I'm going to deduct 1 or 2% for a check. And if you cash money, they don't, dollars, but if you cash a check, they deduct 1 or 2%. What's the shot? Because he has to get money. He has to wait to get his money. So being that he's only going to get money for the check later on, he's charging you 1 or 2%. Oh, I read it's ribbish. Meaning, what is he charging you? He's charging you money because he's lending you money. He's giving you money now. And he's not going to get the money for the check later on. Because he's lending you money now. And you're only going to pay him later on because it's going to take him money to get money for the check later on. Because he's doing ribbis.
Why is it not considered like a charge for a service? He's doing a service for you.
First of all, charging for service is also ribbis. If the service, he's taking more money on a check because he's getting paid later on. And can't say I'm charging for a service when you get money later on.
It's a tip, he has to go to the bank and cash it.
It's not a massive tip for him. And anyway, it says Mefurish that charging for a service when I'm waiting for money, that you're not allowed to do our service too. Okay, but that's Hilchos Ribis. Let's assume that that is a problem with Ribis. However, what's the heter? Heter is, what do you mean lending money? I'm giving him money. There's no lending money. A check is money. I gave him money. It's not the part like I'm giving him something and he's, no one's lending money. How do you look at a check? You look at a check that I didn't give you money. When he's giving me money, he's lending me money. And the reason why he's taking money is because he has to wait to get the money back. Or do you look at it? A check is I'm giving you money. And you're giving me money back. Okay. Now, if I give you a dollar bill, and you give me 75 cents, that's not your business. Because I'm giving you a check of $100, you give me $98 back. There's no halva, there's no ribis. As the Olam wants the sushtel to this machloikish, Rashi and the Rajba is giving money, is giving a check called giving money. Rashi Shita is giving a check, is giving money. As he mamish gave him a dollar bill. He gave him a check, it's a $100 bill. If the check's $100, yeah. And according to the Rajba, the Olam wants the Taina not. However, we want to be ma'irer on this Tliya that it's loy, that it's not a good Tliya. Why? The Rajba on Daf Zayin says that if someone wants to make Piroyin Chayv with a check, he can. The only problem is when you want to do a kinyan. That's when the Rajba is arguing on Rashi. Kinyan, it's not a good enough of a kesef. But Piroyin Chayv, that you could pay up with a check. You know, if someone, you owe me money, and I come over to you, okay, I want to give you a check. You say, ooh, that's not money, according to the Rajba. I want money. That's not money. The Rajba says, no, when it comes to Piroyin Chayv, check is money. The only thing it's not money is to make a kinyan. Okay. Because that's a hadgosha in the Lamaisa. The minig is to get money back when you give your check. However, there are those that are makbid that they will not take money back till from the money changer until he gets the money for the check. Because they makbid upon the ribis. This is only when you're using your check. When you're using with someone else's check, it's different because someone else's check is a shavah kesef. It has a shivu b'shuk, b'chule, if you don't want to go into it, but in your check is a bazunder shmuz. Okay, that's mamish the parentheses, an interesting angle that comes out l'alacha that's negeya when you cash money. Okay, but let's come back to the real city. Okay. As that's why when you go into the money changer and you see some guys are not getting back money for their check. Oh, now I have what's going on. Okay, now let's move on. And that's why the money changer will tell some guys there's no problems with ribbons with us. This is going like the Minchas Yitzchak, that it's not a problem. That's what he means. Okay. There's even money changers like this. Kedushin Dafek. Oh, okay, let's move on. Thus is the Kuda number one. Machlekes number one. Rashi Shita is that Momin is Chayvis is a good money to do Kinyan. And the Rajba holds it's not a good money to do Kinyan. Zog the Rajba have another Raya Kinegit Rashi. A Sugya in Ksubis Tav Kufayz, in Bechayris, in other places. Let's say you have a pidyon haben. You have to be poyde ben bez Hashem bekarve till the younger life. You'll have a first son. Ah, pidyon haben. Oh. Could you pay with a check? You want to pay the kayin with a check? Could you do that? Zog the Gemara, you can't do pidyon haben with a check. Zog the Rashba, you see a check is not geld. A shtar is chayvus, is not money. You see, not like Rashi. How could Rashi say shtar is chayvus? Is money, and it's giving money and it makes a kinyan. Hare by pidyon haben, it's mefurish in the Gemara. You can't use a shtar is chayvus to do a pidyon haben. It's kingdom money. Didn't find it this time, but the says in one place is on the kasha, the Raz Eshim Kufsadik Siv Kotten Vov, that L'choyre Pidyon HaBen doesn't need a kinyan. The Kohen doesn't own your child. So what's the sushtel? Of the Rajbish sushtel's Pidyon to kinyan. Okay, that's a Taka HaDoshim Shah. But does Frek the Rajba. Kainet the Beis HaLevi. And the Minchas Chinuch, a Geshmaketaina on the Rashba. You have to know how to answer. They says, what's the pshat that when you give a shtar is chayvus, it's called giving money? Because I'm a chayiv to give you something that you didn't have. I'm a chayiv to give you $100. Because you got $100 by me. As I'm giving you something that you don't have. That's the word of shtar is chayvus. That's why it's called giving you money, because until now I wasn't chayiv to give you. Now I'm chayiv to give you $100. Taina the minchas chinuch in the Beis HaLevi. What's the raya from pidyon haben? By pidyon haben, there's a chiyuv already. As what is you doing? I'm writing to you. I'm chayiv to give you chomesh. The Torah was machayiv you already. Giving a piece of paper that I'm chayiv to give you segonish melt. Bishlema, I walk over to you and I say, I owe you $100. I'm chayiv to give you $100. Oh, I gave you something. I gave you a new $100 you didn't have until now. But by pidyon haben, you're chayiv already. The Torah is machayiv you to give the eslayim. What you're going to do, you're going to walk over and write, hi, I'm chayiv to you. Hey, eslayim, you sign your name. Segon Ishmelt, what you give him? That's money? That's five slime?
Are you giving half a ten? Not another ten.
Okay, that's five slime. I hear this Visser Revachim, a maskim. But that's five slime. Yeah, that is a fester shayla from the Minchas Chinuch and the Beis HaLevi. On the raya of the Rashba, can everybody? As Kedem called, it's a good raya for Rashi. It's good Yishuv, Yishmak. On the Shaila is Vosrek the Rashba. Yeah. Oh. As there's a soy that's brought down the Shev Reb Chaim from his Talmidim, that when you're holding the shtar, you're holding the money. Being that the shtar is a way of being goyver the money. Is when you're holding the shtar, it's kilu you're holding the money. When someone owes you money, it's not yet called I have it. But when you have a shtar, a yidei the shtar, it's kilu the $100 in his pocket is by you. He says it in two places on the sugi later on of money in kan mashkin in kan dafches, which we'll see in koimai. He also says it, there's a famous sugya in Kiddush in Baba Netzia, that if someone finds a shtar, as two people find a shtar in the street and they're both holding on to it, as al yedei they're holding on to the shtar, they do chalukah in the choyv. Frekzach the shayla, I'm holding in the shtar, but I'm not holding on the choyv. And if you're going to say, but a shtar is worth money, yes, a shtar is worth money, but it's not worth the whole choyv. a shtar chayv on $100, you can sell it in the store like you sell bonds. What are bonds? A shtar chayv. They're worth less. As why do I do chalukah in the money? As Reb Chaim, al zeh ne'emar, because when you're holding the shtar, you're holding the money. As lefi Reb Chaim, that'll be the kivun in the Rashba. That until now, I was just chayiv you. Now I gave you a shtar on it, it's ki'ilo, I'm giving you a handle in the gof. As it's ki'ilo, you have the money more now. Still a big chiddush, but that'll be a kivun to explain the Rashba. Okay, as that's the inyan of the sugya of shtar yischaivus, b'am is asim. What is shtar yischaivus? Is it money? Is it not money? Like is Rashi, the Rajba, the Ksais, the Beis Alevi, the Minchas. Okay, now let's move on to back to our sugya, the inyanim of shtar. The Rajba says he argues on Rashi. He can't be talking about shtar yischaivus. As what is it talking about? The standard seer of shtar. What shtar by Kedushin? Ishizu koni. Or aknuya li. What shtar by Sode? Sode zu knuya. That's what you write in the shtar. A shtar pidyon means hekder zeh podui. That's what you write in the shtar. The standard seer of shtar of kola teire kula. That's the shtar we're talking about over here. That's how the Rajbo learns. Oh. There's three big shailas on the Rashba. Let's go step by step. This is why Rashi didn't want to learn the Rashba. Number one, the Ksois is Mispale. Who normally writes the Shtar? The Makna. As Bishlema by Hegdish, you could say the Gizber writes the Shtar. But by Meiser Sheni, who's writing the Shtar? Writing the shtar to himself. Yeah. What's the, as you say, it's Derech Mekach Umemkar. V'oid, it's sort of a chiddush that the Gizber writes the shtar. He's the Makne. The Choyer belongs to Hegdish. He's just a Mamune on Hegdish. He's not a Makne. He's just a regular guy. He's just like, you know, the gabbai. He's not like a real makna. As the makna over here says, Geshmakikach, and it's meduyik in the Lashna of the Rajba, that the one who's doing the pidyon writes the shtar. Zok the makna, to be careful with our wording, Zok the sefer ha-makna. Oh, that. What's the reason why the makna writes the shtar? The Gemara on Daf Tes says the reason why the Makna writes the Shtar is because HaToyra Tali Boy, the Kinyan's Tali in the Makna. Because when the Kinyan's Tali in the Makna writes the Shtar. So the Gemara, Mashenkin by Kedushin, where it's Tali in the Koina, because it says Ki Yikach, then the Koina writes the Shtar. Azog the Makna, Zeya Geshmak. Who is Pidyan Tali in? The Paide! As the Paide writes the Shtar, Dumya the Kedusha. Normally the Makna writes the Shtar because he's the Ikar one that's doing the Kinyan. But by Pidyon, he's not the one that's doing the Kinyan. It's the Paide that does the Kinyan, as the Paide writes the Shtar. Oh. Thus is Chelik number one. Chelik number two, Frek the Ksois, there's no Shtar on Metaltalim. Shtaris only be Koine by Karkois. You can't write shtaris on metaltalim to be koine metaltalim. You want to go in a store and buy food for lunch. You want to buy clothing. You can't write a shtar to be koine. Shtar is only koine karkois. It's not koine metaltalim. As Obizei, over here we're talking about you're buying peiris. Thus is metaltalim. As how is it shaykh a shtar on metaltalim? If you Rashi shtar is chayvus, it's shtar is chayvus. You're being mechayiv the money. You're not being koine the payers. Because it's good. But if he, the Rashi is dochshka. is l'chayra, the kivun has to be that Rashi and Baba Kama in Tesamit Beis and the Rashba say the reason why shtar is not koine in metaltlim is not because there's a mir. It's because loy matzinu. We never found it in the Torah. I bezei, there's room to work. We never found it in regular kinyanim. But maybe pidyon hekdesh is a different idea, different minyan. Maybe over there, shtaris woodwork, we'd learn it out. Still needs a hezber, but at least there's a ksas kibur. Okay, those are two questions on the Rav. The third question, which is the most powerful question, the Makne asks. Frek the Makne, how could you be Machal Hegdish without being mavered on something? What's the Yisoid of Pidyon Hegdish? You're passing the Hegdish from one Chafetz onto another Chafetz that has the same value. That's the Yisoid of Pidyon Hegdishus. How can you pass Hegdish from one Chafetz onto a Shtar that has no value? The Yisoid of Pidyon Hegdishus is you're moving the Hegdish from the Peiris to the Mois, because the Mois has the same Shavius. A Bovia Shtar has no Shavius. As what are you doing it on? What are you being Mechal the Mois on? As in the stencil in Bechoyrois, the Brisker Rav brings down for Reb Chaim, if you hold it, the stencil, yeah. He brings down for Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim answered, we're talking about it here, where he said the Moish, it should be Mischal on a different Moish. He's doing the Kinyan, the Pidyon with the Shtar, and he's saying it should be Mechal on a different Moish. It's a little bit sussum in the Rashba, he doesn't mention it. Reb Chaim mentioned it. That's what Reb Chaim wants to say. The Raj was talking about the Kinyan, Abizdan Nachadin, Chilol, and then Ruinami were talking about when you're saying it's Machalan, Mukhulan, something else. That's what those are the big titles on the Raj. Zog the Machne, Mira Li, he wants to say a Chiddush in Rashi. That Rashi really holds a Rashba. We're talking about where you say Sada Zu is Padu. I mean, you're saying Peiris Elu are Padu. What Rashi adds this Chayvis is because Rashi was bothered with the third question of the Makna. That how could you do a Pidyon? Pidyon is always you Mavir the Kedusha onto something else. Where you Mavir the Kedusha onto. As therefore Rashi said, in your shtar, which is poide the hegdish, you're writing is chayvos. As even Rashi holds, you're writing in the shtar, ze podui. Just you're saying, ze podui al yedmei dmei is chayvos. Lefi ze, lefi the makne, you would answer Reb Shimon Shkop, bomba kasha on Rashi. Frank Reb Shimon Shkop of Rashi, that how could Rashi say the sugya is talking about where you're doing it with the shtaris chayvus? Shtaris chayvus is kesef. It's not shtar. We're talking about the mila of kinyan kesef and the mila of kinyan shtar. Shtaris chayvus is not working midin shtar. Shtaris chayvus means I'm a chuyif to give you money. It's kilo. I gave you money. It's midin kesef. It's not midin shtar. As what's shot in Rashi? That Rashi says that shtar over means shtar is chayvus. Bishleim of the feeder Rashba. That you're writing a shtar. Dabazet podui. Das is a regular din shtar. But the Rashi that shtar is chayvus. It's working me din kesev. It's not working me din shtar.
That's what the
Rashba is. Really, I didn't notice. Maybe we'll look later on together. Shimon didn't notice either. So I'm in good company. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is the Shaila of the Sfrechter. The Maisa, what he means is the Rajba says the Lashon, the Fizet's better the Lashon of Shtar. Because he does mean the Raidva is Meramis to the question. He doesn't ask it the way it is a question. Because Lefize is better than Loshen Mishnah. That's what he means. Or if Shimon asks a question, you don't say the Rajva asks it. No, okay. Okay. Done. Was it? Oh. I saw the Makne, a Gewaldiger Mapeche in the Sugya. Rashi really means like the Rajba. You're doing it with the Shtar. Just Rashi was bothered with this question, where are you being Mava the Mayas on? As Rashi said, you're doing it Shtar al Mayas Pidyan Hegdish. Okay, so why do you have to write in the Shtar, a Shtar is Chayvis? You have Reb Chaim's patent. You could do it differently. You could do it different. You could do Mayas and do Shtar. Nochum uptights in the Makne. The Makna holds, if you don't write this Chayvis in the Shtar won't work. Why? Because being that Reb Chaim in Sefer, in Hilchos Maaseh Sheni is Miyasin, that there are two Chalokim to Pidyon. There's the Kinyon and there's the Chilel. If you write a Shtar that only does Kinyon and it doesn't have Chilel, it doesn't work. You're doing half the job. Pidyon Maaseh Sheni means you did a Kinyon to be Mechalel the Hekdesh on Mois. That's what Pidyon Maaseh Sheni is. Pidyon Maaseh Sheni was, you did a Maaseh Kinyon that moved the Kedusha from there onto here. As you have to have in the Shtar Kinyon what you're being Maaseh the Mois onto. As therefore Rashi held, only if you write a Shtar is Chayvis, where you're writing in the Shtar, Midine a Shtar Mois, as then the Shtar could do a Pidyon. As Lefizeh comes out of Gavaldika, Kibu, a Mapechem Pshat. Rashi really held like the Rashba, that we're talking about a Shtar Kinyon. Like it's before in the Gemara, we're talking about Shtar Kinyon. But Rashi was bothered with the Machnes question. I Shtar Kinyon, but you have to be Mavrid onto something else. You have to be Mavrid the Kedusha onto a money. Where's the money? Therefore, Rashi said, you add it in the Shtar is Chayvus. Because by adding in the Shtar is Chayvus, as now the Shtar has an oifen of Chilul HaKedusha also. Then the Shtar could do a Pidyon. Not like what the Brisker Rav says, you could do each one separately. Is doch zwei dinim, zwei bazunder dinim. We can't turn yende eine bazunder. No. It's not pick and choose. You can't do it bazunder. You can't do it separate. You have to do them both together for it to work. That's what the Magna wants to say. Therefore, Rashi holds you need the Shtar es Chayvus and the Fize, the Gemara, will be your quality. Okay. As thus is the Rajva, Chilik number one, the Yonim Shtar is Chayvus. Chilik number two, the Indian of Shtar, Klapi Pidyon, and Gdashis. This is the Iger HaSukhya. Okay, that's a good one. So it's a lot of Nakudas. We'll stop over here.